This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Raquel Carbonell, RAQUELCARBONELL, date of birth 03/27/1966, date of appointment January 14, 2025, requesting physician Bipin Patel, BIPINPATEL. Dear Dr. Patel, I have the pleasure of seeing Raquel Carbonell today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 58 year old, right-handed woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 11/13/2024 because of the chest pain, shortness of breath. She fell down and fainted at home period. She was dizzy before she passed out. This happened to her first time. She was brought to the emergency room where CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain were normal. Echocardiogram shows mild to moderate pericardial effusion. She is having history of headache about 4 to 5 years. Presently, it is 4 times per week, back of the head on the left side, and travel to the left side of the head and then involve the left frontal region. It is a strong, feel like fluid in the back, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness, no visual phenomena. She is not taking any medication because she was out of the insurance. She is having sometime pain and numbness in the left upper extremity. Past medical history, SLE, pericarditis, coronary artery disease, psoriatic arthritis, morbid obesity, diabetes mellitus. Hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, partial thyroidectomy, hysterectomy. Allergy to penicillin, seafood, latex, sulfur, black pepper, medications, Albuterol, amlodipine, atorvastatin, 80 mg, cetirizine, colchicine, cyanocobalamin, azetamide, fluoxetine, 20 mg, fluticasone, hydroxychloroquine, 200 mg, levothyroxine, 200 microgram, losartan, metformin, metoclopramide, metoprolol, pantoprazole, prednisone, socialist. He does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is disabled. He has 3 children. Family is the mother alive with a heart attack, hypertension, father disease, heart attack, stroke. 8 sisters and 10 brothers. Common medical problem is heart attack and diabetes. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, lightheadedness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 190 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on, present, neck supple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 58-year-old right-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, syncope. Next paragraph, her syncope is probably cardiogenic or vasovagal. She need extensive cardiology workup. Her CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head, and MRI of the brain are within normal limit. The echocardiogram shows ejection fraction of 60%. At this time, I would like to continue the sumatriptan. Hundred milligram POPRN for migraine. I will order couple of other medication until she will see the primary care doctor. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Her blood pressure is high today, 190 over 100, because she is not taking the medication. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.